Hong Kong is barreling towards its first recession in a decade as anti-government protests continue to strangle the city. While the US-China trade war is partly to blame, the protests have fueled investor jitters and damaged the reputation of the global financial hub. But it's the tourism sector where the impacts are most noticeable, as Catherine Diss reports from Hong Kong.
This boutique hotel run by the Overlo Group in central Hong Kong is still serving drinks, just fewer than usual. While it hasn't been on the path of passing protests, owner Girish Junjunwala says 2 months of continuous demonstrations is taking its toll.
Well, usually at this time we should be looking at about a 85 to 90% occupancy. And at this hotel, for example, we're probably down to around 60, 65%. So it's definitely had a drop, and this is the busy time for us, leading up to September when the trade shows come in.
And while the weekend passed without a single tear gas canister fired, as peaceful protesters reclaimed the movement from the hardliners, many like Mr. Junjunwala believe the damage was done when violent clashes between police and protesters erupted at the international airport last week.
Well, hitting the sixth busiest airport in the world definitely has an impact, and those images went viral. I mean, every paper picked it up. I think that went a bit too far.
And it has rattled some tourists. Raj So and her fiancé Kian planned a trip from the Philippines before the demonstrations began. But after seeing the protests escalate, they considered cancelling their holiday.
In terms of the airport, obviously it got shut down for a couple of days there. There were pretty violent clashes between police and the protesters. Did that frighten you at all?
Yeah. But we had to do our research and we had to ask a lot of people who were already here.
Protesters have been trying to hit the Hong Kong government where it hurts most by deliberately targeting the economy. And it has worked. They've managed to shut down retailers and choke transport networks. Visitor numbers are down and retail sales have plummeted. The Hang Seng, Hong Kong's main market index, is also taking a beating. Even property, which is the most expensive in the world, is taking a hit. Shanghai-based economist Andy Tsai says the disruptions coupled with the US-China trade war will most likely send the territory into recession.
When the stock market is going down like this and the property market is turning down also, Hong Kong tries to go to tourism. I feel tourism is dead also.
The city's economy went backwards last quarter and the government has slashed its growth forecasts. If it reverses for another quarter, it would plunge the city of 7 million people into recession. This is Catherine Diss in Hong Kong, reporting for AM.